This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I don't have that new Maximus and read the first part then, and I'd like to start to pick it up at the same point and go on. I think myself from this pile of the manuscript that it would be much longer than we've got. But at least I'll start that way with two or three pieces that come in between the volume or the part of the book that was read Wednesday. I would like to preface with a poem which has never yet found its place. It's called Second Century Song. Believe him that he is round, two eyes of rolling bush, that he stands up inside a O, flat as his mouth is, that each multi-face looks in. The second part opens with a letter, a later note on letter number 15. Letter 15 is a use of a poem of John Smith, which argues the condition of poetics at the date it was written. And this is written January 15, 1962. In English, the poetics became merbless furniture after 1630. And Descartes was the value. Until Whitehead, who cleared out the gunk by getting the universe in as against man alone. And that concept of history, not Herodotus's, which was a verb, find out for yourself, istorin, which makes anyone's acts of finding out for him or herself, in other words, restores the crown, the big dream that we act somewhere, at least by seizure, that the objective, example, Thucydides, or the latest, finest tape recorder, or any form of record on the spot, live television, or what is a lie, as against what we know went on, the dream. The dream being self-action, with Whitehead's important corollary that no event is not penetrated in intersection or collision with an external event. The poetics of such a situation are yet to be found out. $1.28 a mole to get a tile. That may seem absurd, but it's the root $1.28, which is from into Gloucester, and it's one of our normal American roads, Canadian roads, all sorts of anywhere roads, which crosses on a high bridge, the Anscombe River. $1.28 a mole to get a tile. View from the Orontes, from where Typhon, the first to navigate those waters, thus to define the limits of the land. Helen, said Herodotus, was only the last of the European girls to be absconded with by the Asiatics. for which reed Phoenician, see my sailor. Along those extending lines, rums, there was Manus first, Minos maybe. There had been goddess, there was Pythias, out into the Atlantic. Far enough up into the north for the Atlantic to be known. Portuguese are part Phoenician, Canary Islanders, Cro-Magnon. Islands to islands, headlands and shores, megalithic stones, stations on shore and sable, then England and Augustine land. The East Gloucester Young Ladies Independent Society has arisen from the flame. The sodality of the female rule has been declared. We will love with kisses each other and serve him as our child. This poem, which has a lot of local reference, but I hope it doesn't hinder. Patriotism is the preserved path of John Black's Magnolia Pirate and Oliver Vieira, his first mate. Ralph Harlan Smith, at least, thinks that his intelligence was given him by nature or his mother or father for some use which he at least has tried to use it for. Peter Smith borrows it, it is clear, from someone else. Nancy Larder, it is clear, thinks nature is an ambulance. The wildlife crew of the Nancy Gloucester, Elspeth Rogers, and the former head of the Harvard Business School and the Brookline lawyer, the Nancy Gloucesters Ahoy, boys, at least Mr. Brown of Old Magnolia made a pass. Book 2, Chapter 37. Try to read the handwritten copy. Beginning at the hill of Middle Street, the city, which consists mostly of wharves and houses, reaches down to the sea. It is bounded on the one side by the river Annisquam, and on the other by the stream or entrance to the inner harbor. In the fort at this entrance are the images of stone, and there is another place where the river, where there is a seated wooden image of Demeter. The city's own wooden image of the goddess is on a hill along the next ridge above Middle Street between the two towers of a church called the Lady of Good Voyage. There is also a stone image of Aphrodite beside the sea. 2. But the spot where the river comes into the sea is reserved for the special hydra called the Lernaean Monster, the particular worship of the city, though it is proven to be recent, and the particular tablets of Poseidon, written on copper in the shape of a heart, proved to be likewise new. The rocks in Settlement Cove, like Dromlechs, menhirs, standing in the low tide, out of the back of the light, from Stacy Boulevard on the water at night. Peloria. The dog's upper lip kept curling in his sleep as I was drawn to the leftward to watch his long, sharp jaw and thick brown color gums, the teeth flashing even as he dreamed. Maximus is a whelping mother giving birth with the crunch of his own pelvis. He sent flowers on the waves from the mole of Tyre. He went to Malta, from Malta to Marseille, from Marseille to Iceland, from Iceland to Promontorium, Vinland, the ice. Flowers go out on the sea, on the left of the Promontorium, on the left of the Promontorium, Settlement Cove. I am making a mappa mundi. It is to include my being. It is called here, at this point and point of time, Peloria. While on Obadiah Bruin's island, the Algonquins steeped fly agaric in whortleberry juice to drink to sea. Shag rock, bullseye, and gulls making such a pother on the water and the sun, I thought it was Round Rock Shoal in a southeaster. Cyprus, the strangled Aphrodite, Rhodes, Crete, the mother goddess, Anatolia, Phrygianatis, Malta, Fat Lady, Spain. January 17, 1960. After the storm was over, out from his cave at Mount Cassius came the blue monster, covered with scales and sores about his mouth, flashing not too surely his tail, but with his eyes showing some glare, growing out gently into the stream to go for Malta, to pass by Rhodes and Crete, to arrive at Ireland, any way to get into the Atlantic, to make up a boil in northeastern waters, to land in a grapevine corner, to shake off his cave life and open an opening big enough for himself. To travel Typhon from the old holding, from taking the old man's sinews out and hiding them under the bear rug, from Sister Delphine, who listens too easily to music, from Ma, who is always there, and get that building up at the corner of Grapevine Road and Hawthorne Lane with Simp Lyle, the manager. Up the steps, along the porch, turning the corner of the owl, to go in the door and face the ladies sitting in the comfortable chairs and greet him with the morning's mail. People want delivery. When I used to stop to talk to the Parenti sisters or Susumu Hirota, the McLeod sisters, who ran the Harbor View, would call up the post office and ask what my truck was doing at the corner of Rocky Neck Avenue. The coast goes from Hurrian Hathi to Tyre. The wife of God was Atharad of the sea. Born on a current, flowed that strongly, was taken straight through the Mediterranean, north, northwest to Judith's waters, home to the shore. Tesserae, come ashore. Lane's Eye View of Gloucester, Phoenician Eye View, 1833, 14 October, 443 vessels at anchor in the harbor besides what lay at water. Older than Byblos, earlier than Palestine, and possessed of an alphabet before the Greeks. Round about the pall post, the heavy lines are wound, which hold by the chalk, the windlass when wound, from running back. This is Chronicles. As Zeus sent Hermes to draw Agenor's cattle down to the seashore at Tyre, date 1540 BC, and thereby caused the pursuit of him by Agenor's son, one to Carthage, one to the edge of the Black Sea, one to found Thebes, another to establish the rich gold mines of Thasos. Meanwhile, Zeus, as an immaculate white bull with one black stripe down him, has caught Europe up unto his back, his softness fooling her, she placing flowers in his mouth. He sails off to Crete near Ida, and there also Phoenician persons are born, Europe's sons, Minos, Rhadamanthus, Sarpedon. Taurus, king of Crete, caught Tyre when Agenor and his sons were rallying from a sea battle and plastered it, the evil night of fire, John Malalas calls it, when Cretans took everything and blasted her back into the sea from which she came, when Usus the hunter was the first man to carve out the trunk of a tree and go out on the waters from the shore. These are the chronicles of an imaginary town placed as an island close to the shore. This really could be a chronicle, too. I don't have any title for it. And the only the main name in it is I think I even have it misspelled as Snowstion, I thought it was is now rather accredited Phoenician historian of the Phoenicians. Snowstion lived before the Trojan War, a self-conscious historian, and existed in and as of Phoenicia before 1220 B.C. or 1183. The details of the Parian Chronicle and such matters as two Hercules, a Phoenician Melkart Hercules more than five generations previous to the Greek Hercules, born 1340 B.C. by the Parian Chronicle, makes sense. Which loan words or other epigraphical matters now available in force? That the Libyans and the Phoenicians, Agenor was said to come from Egypt and to be the son of Poseidon by Libya, who herself was the daughter of the king of Egypt, one sees a hubbub of peoples, Indo-Europeans, Libyans, the least known of all sources of serious inroads on Egypt in collaboration by the Libyans with the still unknown raiders of the sea, and Uganda. Is there anything to the possibility that some of the non-Euclidean roughnesses are here involved? Hittite or Hurrian may not be the only evidences. There may be East African, and again, what about Libyan movements to the center of the second millennium? Semite sailors, they may be Gondwanan creatures who swung off the market from the eastern edge. Where did the Sumerians come from into the Persian Gulf? Sea peoples who raided and imposed themselves on a black-haired previous people dwelling among reed houses on flooded marshes. John Watts took salt and shallops from the Zouch Phoenix, London Supply, £10 an hour. This is followed by the Gulf of Maine. Altham says they were in a pinnace off Monhegan, season 1623, having left Cape Ann, and trove mightily until in Damaris Cove Harbor they split up in a storm. The sides of the vessel, with the current running north-northeast, were ground in turn by the same rock wall, the vessel switching about like a Bob and his wife and Captain Bridges in London, reached by mail via Plymouth agent, address High Court Rowan Street by Chancery Light, could not have imagined had they known that night their husbands were on such a shore and bandied as they were, four men, alone of all of them, dragged themselves up in the early morn out of the wash of that dreadful storm, so many chips among ground timbers of what was left of the pinnace. Such was the coast when sturdy oak-built 17th century little boats out of London and Plymouth cast their nets. King James said, "We do approve of the pilgrims going to the sand shore of Virginia, if fishing is the holy calling, they go there about, dear James, for corfish, did they go." Madam Altham, Madam Bridge called on James Shirley one bright city morning for pounds and sterling, sturdy pence, in recompense of their dear husband. So the night was growly, the waves were high, the high-built pinnace tossed, the winds down-pressed the little James until she was far spent, and fall went head down into the sea below the waves, her sticky mast with thick crow's nest were up above the waves and broken stump, wild balls of fire played over where their heads below the water filled and shoes and coats pulled down the crew. And Captain Bridge and Mr. Altham swam like underbodies going by in an outrageous park or film until their knees were smashed on small rocks as their poor pinnace likewise poorly lay. Chawn mostly, but some parts of her bruised sides now resting on the sands where we shall dig them up and set them upright as posts at just the signal place for tourists to come by and not give one idea why such odd culls stand along a fishing shore, though not used much at the present time, and mostly well-dressed persons frequent it. an ode on Capan. Capo Eel, Free Turk's Heads, John Smith, says the batter of Champlain, the English, not the French, began America. The French were intertwined with the Indian who rile, who jove and laugh upon the landscape as coast, upon the land the delicate lines of God hanging in the cornfield steps, on the ice of the frozen river, lying eyes looking out of the blanket denying the white town with the white houses rising until secret society stole the lines of God out of hand and created committees of correspondence. The gentle Sieur de la Salle fell as the broken lotus in the swamp. Cities rose, the veins in the leaf fell open. The French and Indians now invest the land. Okeanos in and under Anaximander's little world, Eratosthenes fell in the coop, the lady didn't cut her edge, and off somewhere the demon of all gulls kept the look on her face with such lively eyes. And called In the Face of a Chinese View of the City. On what grounds shall we criticize the city manager or the DPW? As easily as we do the superintendent of schools for the texts he buys, for the snow left on the streets, so a car slews and a boy has a broken pair of eyes, for the insufficient time the city clerk spends on the earlier records of the city, even if, like dog licenses and births and marriages, he is up to date on the latest of the suit clubs and bowling alleys. Business is obviously cant, and social life almost entirely liberal, but public office, as forever, remains distinct and moral, or the life of the individual dwindles into stink. A man in his own kitchen boiling paregoric, is he then and there on an open line to the vein of the police, and invadable as such by what term? Can't mores praise, accomplishment, obvious competence, clear management of $5 million a year's receipts for expenditures leaves open what judgment if the color of the lights on the main street turn the lips of women blue and all days are cheery too with the smiles of windows washing clothes? The few and the masses, as though they constituted possible public life, while those who lead them are as cherry red after golf or shoveling their sidewalks clean as Santa Clauses hung from silver wires. Fat or lean, dirty or clean, the differences of Santa Clauses not by any tally measure for what is what. The single probity public figure better be. What had he better be? Well, that's one further division. So we now can move into another. one pawn lying between, which is not fixed, but which is truly between us two. Off upland, only Ubaid gets in to riverine Squam, old North Algonquin. The earth with a city in her hair, entangled of trees. So now let all the ships come in, pity and love, the return, the flower, the gift and the alligator catches, and the mind go forth to the and the mind go forth to the end of the world. So now let all the ships come in, pity and love, the return, the flower, the gift and the alligator catches, and the mind go forth to the end of the world. This is called Hepet Naga Atosis, which is Algonquin for something. It's quite true to the point. Entwined throughout the system, they saw a serpent that lay coiled like a cable, and a boat passing with English aboard, and two Indians. They would have shot the serpent, but the Indians dissuaded them, saying that if he was killed outright, they would all be in danger of their lives. Upon a rock at Cape Ann, Jocelyn, rarities discovered in birds, fishes, serpents, and plants, London, 1672. Barbara Ellis, Ramp. The diadem of the dog, which is mourning, rattles again. Caught in the third root which goes to ocean, the head of Mimas from which Odin gave an eye, and Heimdallr his hearing, that not any part of all sense equals time. The earth is the black stone Midgard. She vaulted onto his back. No wondrous strands here about depth within feet of the shore, fairway in. Phoenician landmarks, Hawks Island, Wreck, Flagstaff, Kirkaruth, Chi, Volcanoes, Keelness Tower. No matter how nicely you heist up your behind. They brawled on the streets, tripped the night watchman with his own stick, made such an uproar, the bay itself was notified, and Endicott had to apologize that he hadn't yet got them under his control. Out over the out over the landscope, you as from Alexander Baker's still stone wall, orchard, pasture, land bench over the river looking to Apple Row and the sergeant's other side, the scoop out of the surface of the earth. A lone woman sat there in young skirt. The gulls use it in early morning to drop mussels on the low tide rocks. Dogtown to the right, the ocean to the left, opens out the light, the river flowing at my feet, Gloucester to my back. The light hangs from the wheel of heaven, the great ocean in balance. The air is as wide as the light. Hesiod said the outer man was the bond with which Zeus bound Prometheus. The illusory is real enough. The suffering is not suffered. The foreknowledge is absolute. Okeanos hangs in the Father. The Father is before the beginning of bodily things. This is part of the flower of Gloucester. From the sunsets to the rubbish on the harbor bottom, fermenting soap bubbles of the gas formed from the putrefaction keep coming up, and you watch them break on the surface and imagine the odor, which is true at low tide, that you can't stand the smell if you live with the harbor cove or the inner harbor to your side. Veda, Upanishad, Edda, Van. Veda, Upanishad, Edda, Van. 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 Wrote my first poems in an essay on myth at Kent Circle. There was a dance hall there, like literally the old west, on the spot where he looked out and saw the sun gleaming on the snow after the St. Valentine Day storm, spring 1940, exactly 300 years riding at the stile before the town, age 29, where Kunt's Circle was to be, where the inverted triangle of the road went around steep bank hill, eating packages of peanut butter sandwiches brought from Peter Anastas's boulevard sweet shop, the bridge, as far as I chose to go in the February air. Went off to New York by the Boston boat as soon as the work was overwearing, going through the canal, an arctic cold weather completely smothering upholstery, fabric, hair mattress, headgear, with eyes only protruding, until I couldn't stand the goddamn thing and went out on deck with my head itself. The first lot from the cut, lying next to the stile, the sea added. Hule is the wife of God, the darkness from which his wish is will. The outer circumference, ocean constituted by its having leapt upward from the humid nature. Cracking of the skull is organized into a cosmos. I am the gold machine, and now I have trenched out, smeared, occupied with my elongated length, the ugliest passage of all, the V, running from the rest house down the hill to the tennis court, the uncontaminated land which of all stage fourth does not bend or walk into new expressions of itself as the sitter imagined the universe, the rubber face of elastic bands falling into emergent lines from which string the crabapple tree as a dolly up on the lawn of the Morse House over Western Avenue. Through the grate in a door of a cell inside which, about where the rest house is, another man and I were, I had then in my hand a wooden page or block with tissue covering its face, in which two jewels, one of which a long red drop, and I wished so strongly to show right away to Robert Duncan and another, who were walking away down the V, and shot it into the space of the door which it exactly fitted, and they turned and saw it and went on, and taking the block out of the window, stuck my fingers vertically through the same hole or grating and waved by moving my fingers at them where they were towards the tennis court. The land was relieved. I had drawn my length all this way and had covered this place too. This is of the same ground. The Algonquins had cleared the land there. Champlain shows stage fort as containing 5 wigwams with crops. It was the first place the English, as fishermen, West countrymen, used to settle on, importing the large company house in which the original 14 men lived. The first stage was built there. It was divided among 17 men in 1642 as what they were, a fisherman's field, and the Parsonses made it their village or homestead from shortly thereafter until my father's time and mine, when it was Barrett's, so far as we were originally concerned, he building his first summer camps about the time he was mayor of Gloucester, 1914, on the model of his sister Lizzie Collis's hen house. In fact, the first one was a hen house, the one the bed broke down under my mother and father the first night we came to Gloucester, slept in, and with the rain, which I had seen out Johnny Morgan's candy kitchen window the afternoon previous, continuing through the night, my mother had had a lot of Gloucester already and never ceased remembering. We shifted around thereafter. We're up on Bond Street with Bill Collins, the letter carrier, another summer, and at the Morses the next, and for some summers had the Gambrel, the old schoolhouse of the cut, which Ed Millett has had now for years. But my father was always planning to get back up on the front, and when the big camp was maybe first built, we had it from then on forever, fronting out on the park, exactly at the stone wall line of what was probably always a certain division of fishermen's field, that the edge of the cultivatable or usable sun and air edge for salting and drying fish was that line which goes in angles with some strictness from the cupboard to the low spot of Western Avenue opposite the marsh. The old stream, which now backs down the new houses on the marsh side and is a mess where the Strongs have kept horses since they were Cressys, and tar trucks and broken down road equipment were since Homer was also later superintendent of streets for years, and Roland had the oil and hot top contract, and the two brothers who owned the American Oil Company courted the two beauties of the camps, and one walked away with the DACA. The brook coming out of the forest at just about Bond Street, at 1 mile from the city, flowed then by John Parsons' orchard and well, made James Parsons' house a dell. See Bertha Cressy's mother's painting of the old Cressy homestead just there. And Jeffrey, the original wampum of the tribe, the buck and founder, his house, which George Ingersoll had owned, and before him George Norton, another ship's carpenter, had built, the first house settler after the Algonquins, and the Dorchester Company house, which was probably up in the field over Settlement Cove like a fortress, or Christopher Levitt's at Portland on an island, to have room around it and sight in an enemy country on shore. This is a precy of land I am shod in, my father's shoes. This poem is simply buoy, Coast Guard buoy terms. In the harbor, can 9, none 8, none 10, can 11. In the harbor, can 9, none 8, none 10, can 11. In my Aunt Vendler's village, a carbuncular goiter gamble, and federal with frills of lace and a gold brooch at their throat, the silvered handle of the door and the walls all made of cake, and the candy oven into it with her. That's not the full print. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Two. There's a series I forgot. That's one here, too. In my Aunt Vendler's village, a carbuncular goiter gamble, and federal with frills of lace and a gold brooch at their throat, the silvered handle of the door and the walls all made of cake, and the candy oven into it with her. I swung out at 8 or 10, waking to the bedroom wall and the sweet smell of toilet soap in the house at Wellesley Hills, in the third bedroom of the same. J.W., which is John Winthrop from the Danelaw, says, "They don't know they spoil," and from the beginning. And as these words go down, they set free. He is non-referential in that moment. This John Winthrop had, as a leader, Vedic senses. He was a magistrate in the mixed rule. The people were the liberty, the ministry were the purity. Hebraic and the civil, which Winthrop was authority. 1593, Arislaus' vision was published Basel to make sure that what was known was passed on to posterity, viz. That the planting shall be on the widest ground. In the wood, Adam of Bremen. The wood, the woad fire, the woad fire, our Father who art in heaven. Not the intaglio method or skating on the luxurious indoor rink, but Saint Sophia herself, our Lady of Bonny Voyage. Mother Spirit to Facat Numinor, Vierge Ouvrant. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Voyage, Sunday, November 25th, 1962. Hunt the underground passage, Odin got help from Suttung's brother, uncle the Augur, Hunt the underground passage, Odin got help from Suttung's brother, uncle to Augur, the hole in the rock, and fooled halfway wasn't by blowing out the hole and getting chips only, not the air went through finally, and 3 days lay Gunnlad, Sutun's daughter, and she gave him a drink out of each of the 3 jars she guarded of the mead, which he gulped and flew out of the hole as an eagle to heaven to empty his mouth, and the mead has been man's ever since. Ocean is the child. Ocean is the child of heaven and earth, and contains the Midgard serpent. Monday, November 26, 1962. And his nibs crawled up, and sitting on Piper's Rock with a crown on his head, and looking at me with a silly grin on his face, I had left him out of my monuments around the town. I had left him out from him. And his nibs crawled up, and sitting on Piper's Rock, with a crown on his head, and looking at me with a silly grin on his face, I had left him out of my monuments around the town. Roots of the tree also, ocean also outside, Utgard on other side, ocean of Utgard on other side of ocean, Utgard where the giants are kept away, giants are tied also to preconditions, even though of their bodies, of Ymir's body, the world is formed. He who walks with a house on his head is heaven. He who walks with a house on his head is heaven. He who walks with a house on his head. She who met the serpent in the pool, the adulteress who met the serpent in the pool and was kissed by him, was wrapped in his coils, had to die if she could not pass by intercourse the poison on if her husband would not die by fucking with her after she had fucked the king of the pool. The woman who said that she went out every Sunday and walked right through the rock face of the mountain until on the other side she was fucked by the mountain, and that was her joy every week, and she was the happiest person of the tribe. And this was the explanation given by her of why and how that was so. And the third The next section opens with a poem called The Frontlet. Frontlet. Into the light of Portuguese Hill, Dogtown. Dogtown's secret head and shoulders, bull shoulder, lifting Portuguese Hill into the light. The body of Dogtown holding up Portuguese Hill into the light. Our Lady of Good Voyage sitting down on the front of the unnoticed head and body of Dogtown secretly comes to overlook the city. The Lady of Good Voyage held out there to keep looking out toward the sea by Dogtown, the Virgin held up on the bull's horns. Homo Anthropos and Our Lady, Potnia and Poseidon, Potidan, Potidan, Selun. Homo Anthropos and Our Lady, Potnia and Poseidon, Potidan, Selun. To enter into their bodies, which also had grown out of earth. Mother Dogtown, of whom the goddess was the first. Father Sea, who comes to the skirt of the city. My father came to the shore, the polyphony came to the shore. And all the gods and their cars were. He was as dust in the water. The monogene was in the water. He was floating away. And the dust is on the water and floats in the water. And the monogene was in the water and was floating away. Only the flowers, which were and had been dropped for the dead. Oh, mighty sun. Who wouldn't let the father get away. Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Oh, mighty son, who wouldn't let the father get away, who cried out to the mother and her counterpart, turn your heads, but quick. And they did. Put on the kinch of time. Manus came to the shore. Oh, I wouldn't let my father get away. I cried out to my mother, turn your head and quick. And he came to the shore. He came to the city. Oh, and I welcomed him and was glad, was very glad. I looked up and saw, while necessity forced me to the left, Oceanus, the great wobbling ring. This one is a longer poem. The cow of Dogtown. Shayla says, on Dogtown Common, several of these areas, he is speaking of the stratified elements of glacial accumulations, which he has just said, generally do not rise more than 60 feet above the sea level. That is now. He has already, of course, made it clear that at the time the glacier was over the land mass itself was depressed from its present level by at least double the 65 feet, which makes it necessary to add that at the same time the sea itself was out, drawn up as vapor, which had elsewhere formed the ice, to a depth of which The banks, for example, offshore where themselves, like these Dogtown Commons, deposits of good topsoil carried from other places in the feet of the ice and only finally left as Dogtown and the offshore banks when the wall of the last ice began to give way. He continues, these elements of glacial accumulations are hardly traceable in any continuity above the level of 40 feet, but at a few points they extend in obscure form nearly to the lump, the summit of the great moraine. An example, the top of Dogtown on the upper road where one comes out, meaning the whale jaw, on an upland or moor which must be about like the barrel Bob Lowry thinks is a covered Viking ship and burial. The top of Dogtown puts one up into the sky as freely as it is possible. The extent of clear space and air and the bowl of the light equaling without at all that other false experience of mountain climb heaven. One would sit here and eat off checkerberries and blueberries in season. They are around the place at this height like cups and saucers, and one moves around to eat them out of one's hands, not by getting up, but by going from place to place on one's own behind. Burning balsam or the numerous bushes of bayberry, one could stay here with the sky, it feels like, as long as one chose. And there is enough wildness or profiles in the rocks, the inhabitation of their shapes, to supply plenty of company. None of the irritation and overpresence of nothingnesses which make woods or any place else than the cane meadows of Dogtown and this bold height of it not as interesting. Shaler says, on Dogtown Common, several of their areas of cane deposits were during the period in which this district was inhabited, brought into the state of tilled fields, and now appear as small pasture lands destitute of boulders. This is, of course, identical with Stagefoot Park, of which the highest point is exactly Shaler's statement of the highest of such deposits, 65 feet. These high-lying benches of stratified drift material, he continues, probably indicate points where small subglacial streams emerge during the process of the retreat of the ice, bringing forth the quantity of detrital matter and depositing upon the surface of the shoved moraine the time when the mass lay below the level of the sea. Onto this cane, onto the shoved moraine, when the ice moved off or was melted and the land came up and the sea rose to the beach levels it now assumes, and the sky was as near as at the top of the long slow rise of either of the Dogtown roads or Howe Avenue, or the path from the Barracks more steeply up to the crown, now that Ray Morrison has cleared away Lizzie Corliss's hen house, the Barracks' back house, Lizzie's sad pear trees, Viola's true rubbish heap flower garden. The far sky is as near as you stand. Newt is over you. Tatar has replaced the earth. The primeval hill has gone directly from the waters and the mud to the cow of heaven. The hill stands free. She leans from toe to tip of hands over the earth, making the cow sign with the earth. She is the goddess of earth and heaven and sea. One could live in the night because she has to do with it, encompasses it. In the day on Dogtown, the day is as close as the sky. Her air is as her light as close. One is not removed even in passing through the air, moving around, moving from one place to another, going even across the same field. Newt is in the world. Begins to get difficult for a moment. I will start now to quicken the flow. But if you will not mind, I would like to read two poems directly on that one. One is called Sequentior. Smallman's definitely there, 1721, action of committee on woodlots at first report, December 19, 1721. Thus spread of time on lower road, probably 4 years all told, for it is to be occupied to the end. These were the marrying years of most of these men, thus in their 20s. And the Reverend John White, who had been their pastor, is on the record, letter to the general court on their behalf, 1740, that the petitioners are most of them seafaring men. And further completion of Platt before they drowned Dogtown with a reservoir and beautify it. Lower Road, Kinnickum, before 1717, Joseph Ingersoll and Brian Houses above him by 1717, and Smallman's up at the end before 1725, 8 or possibly 10 years to settle them. Upper Road earlier, Samuel Davis, where reservoir probably won't reach, 1713, William Hilton, where reservoir will be, in swamp directly sheared off him before 1719, Elwell next above on Hilton's side, 1719, the upper end, and all of it for sure by Jabber's Hunter, 1725. So on the outside, Dogtown established 1713 to 1725, 12 years. The division of woodlots was 1725 to 6, and the statements which lock both roads up are these. 1725 Lower Road, quote, by the way that leads from the town to Smallman's now dwelling house, and 1727 Upper, quote, the way leading by Joshua Elwell to the woodlot. In the expanding period of Gloucester and the nation, directly after 1703, third generation of settlers, Malthus's evidence on population, set by 1725 and living up through 1775, when B. Ellery and so forth. So, there's a lot of, like, Phil, and I'm surprised that there's as much. So I will now move to those poems which carry that weight, I believe, more lightly. The vault of heaven, from which the rains spring, all the horns of the cattle, particularly the deformed horns, come upward to carry the impression to Ptah. Ptah, the man of the earth, over the earth is the dome of the sky, deformed by the sea, terminated by the exercise of hose. Turn out your ever-loving arms, virgin and mother, Golga, swamp and cow, or sow, wetland, juice, and in the triple fourth, dripping, orgy.
This was, I suppose, the poem that most of us were speaking. It has no title, except as I wrote it, it was called now called Gravel Hill. And the phrase, the source and end or boundary, is Gravelly Hill was the source and end or boundary of D-Town on the way that leads from the town to Smallman's now dwelling house, the lower road. Gravelly, how the hill was, not the modern usableness of anything, but leaving it as an adverb, as though the earth herself was active. She had her own characteristics. She could stick her head up out of the earth at a spot and say to Athena, I'm stuck here. All I can show is my head, but please do something about this person I am putting up out of the ground into your hands. Gravelly Hill, father, Pelops, otherwise known as Mudface, founder of Dogtown. That sort of reason. Leave things alone. As it is, there isn't a single thing, isn't an opportunity for some alert person, including practically everybody, by the greed that they are alive, therefore, and so forth, that in fact there are conditions. Gravelly Hill, or any sort of situation for improvement when the earth was properly regarded as a garden, tenement, maize orchard, or if this is nostalgia, lets you take a breath of April showers, lets us reason how is the dampness in your nasal passage. But I have had lunch in this pasture. B. Ellery to George Girdler Smith, gentleman, 1799 for £150, overlooking the town, sitting there like the Memphite lord of all creation, with my back with Dogtown over the crown of Gravelly Hill. It is not bad to be pissed off when there is any condition imposed by whomever, no matter how close, any quid pro quo get out. Gravelly Hill says, leave me be, I am contingent, the end of the world is the borders of my being. I can even tell you where I run out, and you can find out. I lie here, so many feet up from the end of an old creek which used to run off the Otter Pond. There is a bridge of old heavy slab stones still crossing the creek on the back road about 3 rods from where I do end northerly, and from my crown you may observe, in fact, Jeremiah Millet's generous pasture, which in fact is the first house of Dogtown, is a part of the slide of my back to the east. It isn't so decisive how one thing does end and another begin to be very obviously dull about it. I should like to take the time to be dull. There is obviously very much to be done, and the fire department rushed up here one day. They called it Bull Field in the newspaper, when just that side of me I am talking about, which belonged to Jeremiah Millet, and rises up rather sharply. It became Mr. Pulsifer's, and then 1799, the property of the town of Gloucester was burned off. My point is, the end of myself happens on the east side, Ericksonios, to be the beginning of another set of circumstances. The road which has gone around me swings just beyond where Jeremiah Millet had his house, and there's a big rock about ends my being, properly swings to the northeast and makes its way, generally staying northeast in direction to Dogtown Square or the rear of William Smallman's house, where rocks pile up, darkness in a cleft in the earth, made of a perfect pavement, Dogtown Square of rocks alone, March, the holy month, 1963, of nothing but black granite turned, every piece downward to darkness, to chill and darkness, from which the height about it even in such a fearful conjury, with a dominant rock like a small mountain above the hell mouth the back of Smallman's is, that this source and end of the way from the town into the woods is only as I am the beginning and Gaia's child, Katavothra. Here you enter, darkness, far away from me to the northeast, and higher than I you enter the mount, which looks merry, and you go up into it, feels the very same as the corner where the rocks all are, even smoking a cigarette on the mount, nothing around you, not even the sky, relieves the pressure of this declivity, which is so rich and packed. It is hell's mouth where Dogtown ends, on the lower of the two roads into the woods. I am the beginning on this side, nearest the town, and it, this paved hole in the earth, is the end, boundary, disappears. The other concluding poem of that third section and leave open the question of the last section. A century or so before 2000, B.C., the year re-began in March. Festival day. Of wild, untamed, undomesticated, hence wild, savage, feral, Father's Day, our Father who is also in Tartarus, chained in being, kept watch on by Aegean Obriarios, whose exceeding manhood, excellent manhood, comeliness, and power. 100, or possibly to use the term of change, with the reciprocal 1 to 137th, one of the two pure numbers out of which the world is constructed. The other one is earth, mass, mother, milk, cow, body, demonstrably, suddenly, more primitive and universal? Hardly. The problem here is a non-statistical proof. Earth came into being extraordinarily early. Number two, in fact, directly following on appetite, or, as it reads in North, hunger, as though in the mouth, which is an occurrence, is there, locus, that the earth was the condition, and that she there and then was the land, country, our dear fatherland, the earth, thrown up to form a cairn as spouse of Uranus, Aya, the original name of Colchis, could be a local reference that the great name the earth shall have been Kuban, where those inventors of the vision, the civilizers, were local, some short time prior to 2000 BC. The statistical stands outside the stream Tartaros, is beyond the gods, beyond hunger, outside the ends and sources of earth. Heaven, ocean, stream, Obriarios, helped out by Poseidon by being given Chimopolia, P's daughter for wife, sort of only superintends the other two jailers of those tied up in Tartaros. And those two, in other words, below is a factor of being, underneath is a matter, this is like the vault, you aren't all train of heaven, it counts if you leave out those roots of earth which run down through ocean to the ends of ocean as well, the foundations of ocean. By earth's prompting and the advice of heaven, his grandparents, this person, Zeus, put the eotons, those who strain, reach out after hunger, put them outside, including the last, the youngest child of earth, her last one, by love of Tartaros, by the aid of love as Aphrodite made, strength in his hands and untiring feet, and made of all the virtues of ocean's children, snakes, 100 heads, a fearful dragon, dark flickering tongues, the eyes in his marvelous heads flashed fire, and fire burned from his heads when he looked at the enemy, or as Shakti was shooting beams of love directly into the woman he wanted to be, full of love. And there are voices inside all his dreadful heads uttering every kind of sound imaginable, unspeakable, Hugh White says, Hesiod says, not to be voiced. For at one time they made sounds such as solely the gods caught on to. But at another, Typhon was a bull when letting out his nature. At another, the relentless lion's heart sound. And at another, sounds like whelps, wonderful to hear. And again, at another, he would hiss so the sky would burn. They threw him into his father's place. It would take you 1 year from the tossing in this direction and that before you've got to its pavement. Tartaros lies so thoroughly out below, but outside, having nothing whatsoever to do with gods or earth, but suddenly a loss has been suffered. Tartaros was once ahead of heaven, was prior to, in coming into being, this child of earth. Tartaros was next after earth, as earth was next after hunger itself. Typhon was her child by Tartaros, even if last, as heaven was her child first. The step back to the scene of the statistical Nabal, an end of the world out of the union of which, by what occurrence was before hunger, it is like ocean, which is... The step back to the scene of the statistical Nabal, an end of the world, out of the union of which, by what occurrence was before hunger, it is like ocean, which is 9 times around earth and sea. Heaven is 9 times around earth and sea, folding and folding earth and sea in its backward. It wraps and wraps the consistency of mass in until the stupid story of earth and nature is lent what in its obviousness and effort it can't take time for, and makes its stories up. Temporality sifts out of ocean. Out of ocean was born 3,000 when his wife was Tethys' daughters, Tartaros, the prison, beyond the gods and men, beyond hunger and the foundations of ocean, Aracene, Cottus, and Gaius, with whom Briareus is the third god. It's a shame. This poem has got much more composition than I'm revealing, I'm sure. Huh? Yeah, I've seen enough. Yeah. I'd like actually to close with this and then leave that other volume open for anyone that wishes to hear more. So I think it would be better now on potential. It's true. Truly, as I'm reading it. My God. Heaven, let me see if I can pick it up right. Heaven is nine times around earth and sea, folding and folding, earth and sea, and it's backward. It wraps and wraps the consistency of mass in until the stupid story of earth and nature is lent. What in its obviousness and effort it can't take time for and makes its stories up. Temporality sifts. Out of ocean was born 3,000 when his wife was Tethys' daughter, Tartaros the prison, beyond the gods and men, beyond hunger and the foundations of ocean, Aracene, Cottus and Gaius, with whom Briareos is the third god, have their dwelling, Ep, Okeanio, Themethlois, the lowest part, the bottom, Pithemi, Gay, ocean deems himself. On that edge or place, inverted from ocean, starts another place, Tartaros, in which all who have been by the statutory thrown down or overthrown are kept watch on night and day. Night's house is right over their heads, in which one door day goes out when her mother comes in, and neither are ever together at the same time at home. Hell is just over their heads, and so is the way up. Bifrost, Styx's house, and Iris the messenger are bungled prettinesses of this way, this marvelous ladder, the color of all colors, back where the gods and appetite, and so is the way out for them, for these imprisoned, original, created, all of the first creations of earth and heaven, or of ocean and Tethys, all these instances forever of forward of except the official story. Heaven himself, the second Cronus, who acted for his mother in demailing his father, is in Tartaros, away from all the gods, while all the glorious allies of loud crashing Zeus, Cottus and Gaius and Obriarios guard them. Typhon is in Tartaros, threatening as he did, as they had, to last, the last to give the gods a scare, who would have come to reign over mortals and immortals. The heat took hold on the dark blue sea when Typhon and Zeus engaged. Hell trembled where he rules over those who have come to him. And the Jotuns before Typhon locked up in Tartaros, swung from the clangor and the earth shaking. He burned all the marvelous heads of the monster and conquered him and lashed him and threw him down in his mother, who groaned, and a great part of her melted as tin does from the heat of him blasted where Zeus had tossed him. And then in the bitterness of his anger, Zeus tossed him into Tartaros. The life-giving earth had crashed around in burning the previous time when all the land had seethed and ocean streams and the sea had boiled, and it was this lava-like which had undone the earlier giants because they were earth-born. Earth's own meltedness had burned their underpinnings and defeated them against Zeus's stance. Cottus and Briareos and Gies had done that day of the civilized war, their turn for the boss, with their missiles added to his, bolts they did their coevals in, and were the ones who chained them, as the Theogonia poet says, for all their great spirit, their metathumen. There it was, Tartaros, which had been there as early as hunger, or at least directly after hunger and earth, and before love, yet love, in the figure of the goddess born of the frith from her father heaven's parts, accompanied Tartaros, as night had heaven the night his son had hurled off his parts. Love accompanied Tartaros, when with earth in love he made Typhon.